Hello, everyone, and welcome to 9 Liters Podcast. Is that how I start this? It's been a long time. It's been a while. I realize that, and I realize that if you are somebody who identifies as a 5 or a 6 or a 7, I've kind of just left you hanging for a while. The last episode of this podcast came out on July 16th of 2019, and this is June 10th, 2022 that I'm recording this. So I apologize for the hiatus. A lot of things have happened in that period of time. I had a child. We are going to have another child on the 4th of July. I moved across the country. I got a job. I got fired from that job. I became a life coach. And I am almost done being trained as a spiritual director. So things have changed. Things have been going on. I've been very busy. But have I been 2 years of break busy? Probably not. So I apologize, 5s, 6s, and 7s for my absence. We're going to finish up 5s today, covering our 5s paths to health, which is the way that we end each number. So man, I was so close to the finish line on 5s, and then I just dropped the baton. So I apologize for that. But we're going to cover paths to health today, and then we'll move on to 7s next week. We'll spend a couple weeks on 7s, and then we'll move on to 6s. I apologize, all you 6s, and I know that you're kind of the way that your mind works as a 6, you might just be protecting yourself and preparing yourself for me to abandon the podcast again, which, to be fair, could be a wise thing to do. But my plan currently is to finish this thing up. And the people on the Instagram, the one person on the Instagram live has thrown in some expletives for that. So I apologize, people on the live. Anyway, yeah, let's just dive right in to 5s in health. So what are some things that the type 5 can do to move away from unhealthy patterns and to become a more functional person with more functional relationships, more functional work, and more functional in their personal lives. So if you remember the format from 2 years ago, I like to give 4 paths for each type. One is something that is natural to the personality type, that is healthy, and that should be leaned into, while the other is something that's natural to the personality type that might actually be holding them back and that they need to walk away from. And then a third path, which is one that moves us away from our stress point. So in the cases of 5s, that would be things that move away from type 7. And the fourth one would be things that move us towards our healthy point, which for 5s would be moving towards 8, the challenger. So the first thing I would recommend for 5s is to be curious, to explore the things that interest you. Some people might not find a ton of joy in doing a several-hour Wikipedia whole dive about topic after topic, following little hyperlink after little hyperlink, but many 5s do. Lean into that curiosity. Continue to explore and learn as much as you can, things that make you come alive, things that bring you joy as you move into them. Keep doing that. Keep being curious. Now, the negative side of this would be the second path to health. Living in your brain can kind of become a hindrance. I can speak. Living in your brain can become a hindrance. Don't escape so fully into your own mind that you forget and you neglect the people around you or even neglect yourself. Pay attention to the people in your life. You don't need to let everybody in, but do remember to actually engage with the people that are already a part of your life. Be quick to respond to a favor done to you. Be quick to acknowledge when a question has been asked or a statement has been made. There's a difference between responding and acknowledging. Yeah. 5s are extremely thoughtful, and they want to measure their responses to people, and that's admirable, to think before speaking. It's something a lot of us can get better at. However, the time it can take could become an issue to the person talking to you. So sometimes just acknowledge. You heard the question. You are thinking. You're pondering. You're considering. Acknowledge that you have heard the statement instead of just leaving someone else just sitting across from you wondering if you're actually listening or wondering if you are actually there. So that would be the second path, would be to not escape so profoundly into your mind that you are missing the people around you. Number 3, 5s can often feel this social pressure to come hang out, to spend more time with people, to exhaust their limited social capital. Some fives feel uncomfortable or guilty about saying no to protect their inner resources. And that overcommitment and that overextending of yourself can move you from a five into a seven, which is the five's unhealthy space, trying to be, you know, outgoing and gregarious. Fives need to find ways to protect their interior energy without feeling guilty about it. It is completely fair and completely appropriate for you as a five to set boundaries and to say no. Something that you could try doing is listing out the people in your life that matter the most to you and prioritize saying yes to them. And to everybody else, it is fair to say, no, thank you, I'm busy that night, because staying home to read a book or watch a documentary or be alone in your hermitage is a plan. So feel the empowerment to set those boundaries that you need to set for yourself. And this decision can go another direction. Make sure that you're saying yes to some social engagements, despite your opinion or what you might think with your gut reaction. You do need people in your life. You do need a community. You do need some level of social interaction. So if you are going to make the list of people you say yes to and everybody else you say no to, make sure that that like list of people is people that you actually are engaging with on a semi-regular basis. And then finally, to move toward your health point, which is eight. Fives exist so much in their head that they oftentimes will forget to enter the real world. And that looks like fives thinking and dreaming up all these really cool, brilliant ideas, but those ideas not making it beyond thought. In fact, a lot of fives will come up with an idea that they would like to execute on, and then they research and plan and research and plan and research and plan, and they never actually do anything about it. It's this fear that you haven't gathered enough intellectual resources to actually make the thing happen. So in order to move toward eight, fives need to start enacting some of their ideas as opposed to just thinking about them. And this can be really challenging as forecasting and planning can paralyze a lot of fives. So try to enact ideas, even if they don't seem like they're well thought out to you. The further you think ahead, the less information you're going to have. There are too many variables that you can't predict, so trying to solve the whole system before implementing it is not going to always work. Think far enough ahead to be safe, and then go ahead and put that plan into action. Keep predicting and pattern recognizing and thinking as you move forward, and adjust as you need, but don't let your brilliant ideas get lost and stuck in your head. You need to embody them. You need to carry them out. You need to actually go forward and do them. You're never going to have all the information, but if you are a five and you operate in your life as a five, I guarantee you, you already have more information than most people do on this thing that you are thinking about going forward and doing. So, in brief, number one is to lean into your curiosity. Number two is to lean away from isolation. Number three is to set boundaries that protect your energy. And number four is to take action. And if you do those four things, I think as a five, you'll be a much healthier and better integrated person. Let's take a look at the chat here. The one person in the chat is talking to you, Sarah Jane. Yeah, it says that five is her wing. You're a six with a five wing. And so yeah, there's definitely a chance that overanalyzing could cause even extra paralysis, because then you couple that with the six's worst case scenario, doomsday prophesying, and it can become even more paralyzing. All right, there it is. That's it. We finished fives. It only took us 2.5 years to finish fives, so good on you. We did it. Thanks for sticking around. Yeah, so like I said up top, some things have shifted, some things have changed. I am now a certified life coach, and I'm on my way to being a certified spiritual director, which are both services that I am offering to the general public. So if it's something that you are interested in, you can reach out to me through the Facebook, you can reach out to me through the Instagram, or you can email me at wadeshawcoaching@gmail.com, and we can get that set up. They are reasonably priced so that most folks should be able to afford them. And if money is an issue, let me know and we'll work something out. Share the podcast, share the blog. I understand that I maybe have not earned a lot of relational equity with people. Yeah, you might not be terribly willing to share the podcast since I took a 2.5 year break without telling anybody. That's understandable. I hope to earn back some goodwill as we move forward next week. My plan is to do this weekly instead of daily. Daily was insane. Next week, we will start on number seven. as I said, we always end with six. We start with eight, we end with six. It's the way that Enneagram is taught. I apologize, all you sixes. But yeah, we'll start on seven next week and try to get through that. And then we'll do the sixes. And then we'll see where we are. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver again. And I may just finish out this project, finish doing the nine types, call it a day, put a stamp on this, and move on. But I might not. I might go back through each number and talk about them from a more spiritual level, as I'm now being trained as a spiritual director. That could be interesting to talk about. And that is, before you immediately shut off and stop listening to me, it is not a like specifically Judeo-Christian spirituality. It's a much broader form of however you interact with the divine. There would be something there for you. All right, I think that's it. I hope that you enjoyed it. I'm going to slap an ad break right here. That was the ad break. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all next week.